KSDP 830 AM Sandpoint, Alaska, and K201DA 88.1 FM Cove.
It's Black History Month, and each week, all month long, World Cafe correspondent John Morrison is here to talk about trailblazers and mavericks of black music, black musicians who took risks and pushed boundaries. And this hour, we're kicking it off talking about the music and influence of composer, poet, bandleader, and musician Sun Ra.
He's someone who took music in some really experimental, way out there concepts he introduced into music, but he was also very much rooted in the history of black music and culture.
John Morrison takes you into the universe of Sun Ra, coming up on our first installment of Trailblazers and Mavericks of Black Music for Black History Month today. I'm Raina Duras, and this is World Cafe. You can find World Cafe on social media. Just search at World Cafe. You can also find me at Ra Ra Raina, R-A-H-R-A-H-R-A-I-N-A. Here's another black musician you could easily call a trailblazer. Played almost every single instrument you hear on his album Inner Visions, including on this song. It's Stevie Wonder, Don't You Worry About a Thing.
Cindy, mama, you understand that?
No.
Well, like, I don't understand how you can, because, like, I've been to, you know, Paris, Beirut, you know, I've been to Iraq, Iran, Eurasia, you know, I speak very, very fluent Spanish. Todo está bien chévere. You understand that?
Bien chévere.
Chévere.
Bien chévere.
Is that right, mama?
Yeah,
because I got my shaking room. Everybody's got a thing. Some don't know how to handle it. Always reaching out in vain. Just taking the things not worth having. But don't you worry about a thing. Don't you worry about a thing, mama. Cause I'll be standing on the side when you check it out. Your style of life's a drag, and that you must go other places. But just don't you feel too bad when you get fooled by smiling faces. But don't you worry about a thing. Don't you worry about a thing, mama. Cause I'll be standing on the side when you check it. Oh,
This is the World Cafe. I'm Raina Duris, joined by John Morrison. John Morrison is a podcast host and the host of Culture Cypher Radio on WXPN in Philadelphia, where we make World Cafe. Every month, he joins me for the Culture Corner, connects the dots for us across different genres of music. But this month, he'll be here every week. John, how's it going?
I'm very good, Raina. Fighting the cold, but I'm feeling a little bit better.
I'm glad to hear that. It is the beginning of Black History Month. So every week, all month, you are here with a series about trailblazers and mavericks of black music. Could you talk about what you'll be covering?
This month, I wanted us to focus on some of the lesser known contributors to the history of black music and culture. So none of these folks that we're going to talk about this month are obscure per se, but you know, these are folks who really carved out a very unique pathway in black music that I felt it would be worth and special to talk a little bit about.
I'm excited. I'm looking forward to this. Who are we starting off with today?
Yeah, this week I wanted to talk about the legendary, absolutely genius composer and pianist Sun Ra.
Okay, so what can you tell us about Sun Ra and his early life and career? How did he get started?
Yeah, so Sun Ra was born Herman Poole Blunt in Birmingham, Alabama in 1914. He was, by all accounts, a childhood prodigy. He could actually transcribe complex pieces of music from memory at a pretty early age. And, you know, he spent his teen years playing in various like jazz ensembles and R&B bands. And by the time he was like 20, he was a touring musician and working as a band leader. He's really somebody who comes out of this great tradition of jazz. He's known as a fearless experimenter and somebody who was really at the forefront of the avant-garde. But he's also someone who grew up playing the blues, grew up playing in swing bands. He famously wrote arrangements for the great swing musician Fletcher Henderson. So he's someone who took music in some really experimental, way out there concepts he introduced into music, but he was also someone who was rooted, very much rooted in the history of black music and culture.
You mentioned he was born in Birmingham, but the city of Chicago also played a really important role in his story. Why did Sun Ra go to Chicago?
Sun Ra actually was drafted into the military in 1942 during World War II, and he objected to the war. He didn't want to join the military on moral grounds and political grounds. So he was actually arrested and jailed in Alabama. Then he was transferred to a work camp here in Pennsylvania. And by all accounts, that experience was deeply traumatic for Sun Ra. It was a humiliating experience. So he ended up leaving for Chicago and essentially starting his life over.
And what was Chicago like at that time? How did he find a place in the city's music scene?
Yeah, Sun Ra actually lived on the south side of Chicago, and back in the 1940s, Chicago was really one of the major epicenters of black music at that time. You had all of these black folks coming up from the south as part of the Great Migration, so people are bringing all of this music and culture into the city. You know, there's a reason why the blues was so prominent in Chicago. They called it electric blues or like city blues. That was Southern black culture and the blues of the South in an urban Northern context, right? So you have blues, you got jazz, R&B, all of this talent and possibility. So it makes sense that Sun Ra came to Chicago, found a community there, and then built what was his greatest work, the Sun Ra Orchestra.
We're going to hear a song. The first song you're going to play for us is one called Dreaming. Could you tell us about this song?
Yeah, Dreaming is a song by the Cosmic Rays. The Cosmic Rays were a vocal group from Chicago that Sun Ra mentored. And, you know, like I said earlier, we think of Sun Ra as this great figure in experimental music. But he was also very skilled at writing and arranging the popular music of the day, any given era that you look at throughout his career. And Dreaming is evidence of that. It has this beautiful kind of ethereal sound, like that mid-century doo-wop sound. It has these beautiful vocal harmonies. It's just a gorgeous and lesser known recording from Sun Ra's catalog.
The Cosmic Rays with Sun Ra and Orchestra, Dreaming on World Cafe. Listening to the World Cafe. I'm Raina Duris. You just heard a song called Dreaming from the Cosmic Rays with Sun Ra and Orchestra. It is February. It is Black History Month. John Morrison from the Culture Corner is here every week talking about the mavericks and trailblazers of black music today, talking about Sun Ra. In addition to his work as a pianist and a composer, Sun Ra was also a pioneer in electronic music. Why was he such a leading figure in technology and the use of electronics in jazz?
Yeah, it's interesting. For a long time, there was this aesthetic and ideological rift in jazz between musicians who embraced electronic instruments and those who refused to do so. So there was a divide that really marked the music for a long time, but Sun Ra was kind of equally powerful in both realms, right? So in 1957, Sun Ra actually released a piece called India, which many people credit as the first jazz recording to use an electric piano. So, you know, Sun Ra was an early adapter.
By Sun Ra. What should we listen for in this one?
Discipline 99 is one of my favorite Sun Ra compositions. You can hear a lot of different influences that shaped his music. There's big band, there's bebop, there's kind of the lounge exotica sound, and of course there's electronics. So it's really a testament to how broad his range was and how eclectic his music taste was.
Let's listen. This is Discipline 99, Sun Ra on World Cafe. Thank you. You just heard Discipline 99 from Sun Ra, one of the mavericks and trailblazers in black music, chosen by John Morrison. You know John Morrison from the Culture Corner here on World Cafe. This month, he's here every week as part of this series celebrating mavericks and trailblazers of black music. I'm Raina Duras. So Sun Ra died in 1993, but the orchestra is still active. Talk about who's leading the orchestra now, and what does Sun Ra's music sound like in 2025?
Yeah, it's interesting. The Sun Ra Orchestra has actually been based in Philadelphia since 1968, and today the band works under the direction of Marshall Allen, who just turned 100 years old, brilliant multi-instrumentalist, and the band is really still going strong. It's kind of crazy to think about it. You know, in 2020, they released an album called Swirling, which was actually nominated for a Grammy. You know, they've toured around the world, and you know, I've interviewed Marshall a few times, and every time I've spoken with him, he talks a lot about Sun Ra's philosophy and how to pass that philosophy of playing what you don't know, as Marshall describes it, kind of playing the unknown or playing outside of convention. That idea philosophically and the techniques musically that come along with it, that's something that Marshall and, you know, Noel Scott and these more experienced musicians in the orchestra, that's an idea that they're passing down from Sun Ra to a whole new generation of musicians. So it's an interesting balance between veterans and younger people who are playing in the orchestra. I think that dynamic and that energy keeps it very fresh. You know, I see the orchestra play live a few times a year, and it's always something different. It's always something new. So it's definitely a continuation happening of a tradition and a philosophy and a style that's been passed down. But a lot of it is new and it's fresh and it's like its own thing.
We'll come back and talk a little more about Sun Ra in a second, but we've got one more song from Sun Ra Orchestra, Door of the Cosmos Say. What can you tell us about this one?
Door of the Cosmos is a classic Sun Ra composition. It's a tune that the late orchestra vocalist June Tyson used to sing. Now Tara Middleton sings it, and it's beautiful. It's really an ode to possibility, this idea of space and the universe as a site of great potential and possibility for humanity, which is a theme that runs through Sun Ra's music. You know, people think about it as like escapism or whatever, but it's not really that. It's really about humanity realizing its best self.
On World Cafe, Sun Ra Orchestra, Door of the Cosmos, Say.
Oh,
It is February. It is Black History Month on World Cafe. I'm Raina Duras, joined by World Cafe correspondent John Morrison for his weekly series this month, Mavericks and Trailblazers in Black Music. We've been talking about Sun Ra today. In your opinion, John, what is the lasting impact of Sun Ra and his orchestra? Why do you consider him a trailblazer?
If you think about impact with Sun Ra and you think about this long, you know, arc of his career, like I said earlier, he wrote arrangements for Fletcher Henderson, but also his recordings are still being sampled and used and played in music today. So Sun Ra really represents a part of a long continuum that runs really from the early 20th century all the way up to today. You know, Sun Ra's been gone for 32 years, and the musicians in the band that he built are still on the road playing his compositions everywhere, you know, around the world. He's influenced anybody you could name: Sonic Youth, Kamasi Washington, the MC5, J Dilla, all people taking direct influences, you know, from Sun Ra, from jazz, rock, punk, hip hop. His signature is really present in every corner of the musical world.
Thank you so much for taking us on a little Sun Ra tour today. I can't wait to hear what you bring next week.
Yeah, I'm excited to do this. Every Black History Month is a pleasure to do this with you. So yeah, I'm excited.
Well, thank you so much. John Morrison is doing a weekly series for us called Mavericks and Trailblazers of Black Music. He's a podcast host and the host of Culture Cypher Radio on WXBN in Philadelphia, where we make World Cafe. He also joins me every month for the Culture Corner. I'm Raina Duras, back in a moment with more World Cafe. Before the break here on World Cafe, you heard correspondent John Morrison talking about Sun Ra. All month long, every week, John Morrison will be exploring different trailblazers and mavericks of Black music. Take a minute right now. Make sure you are subscribed to the World Cafe podcast. You can do that wherever you get your podcasts. That way, you'll never miss an episode. They show up automatically in your feed, and you can listen anytime and anywhere you like. Going from experimental jazz to a different kind of jazz now, this is Jazz on the Audubon from the Felice Brothers.
The sheriff disappeared. He drove in a doomed Corvette. Helen was in the passenger seat eating melon and spitting out the seeds, feeling happy to be alone but still turning a saxophone as cold as stone, kind of like. What the apocalypse will look like. Tornado with human eyes. Poison bird baths and torrents of chemical rain, like the heads of state hyperventilating in clouds of methane. Sundown on the human heart. And this is what the apocalypse will sound like. It'll be loud as a mushroom cloud. It'll sound like Final Jeopardy, but somehow be ghostly like a glockenspiel, like the testing of bombs or the tapping of stiletto heels. It'll sound like jazz, 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 jazz on the Autobahn. It'll sound
distinction between death and extinction. They stopped off at a place called Hamburger Heaven to grab a bite to eat, but Helen had no appetite. She just drank a 7-Up while the sheriff tapped his coffee cup to a distant beat, kinda like. There'll be no angels with swords, man, I don't think so. No jubilant beings in the sky above, man, I don't think so. And it won't look like those old movies, neither. There'll be no drag racing through the bombed out streets, neither. No shareholders will be orbiting the earth, man, neither. It'll be hard to recognize each other through our oxygen masks. The successful sons of businessmen will set their desks on fire like five-star generals of the free world weep in the oil choked tide. It won't sound like jazz, 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 jazz on the Autobahn. It won't sound like jazz, 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 jazz on the Autobahn. They agreed to disagree. They zoomed off in a doomed Corvette. Sheriff couldn't recall feeling this way his entire life as he drove through the principalities of unreality on the run with somebody else's wife, the heiress of Texas oil. What is freedom, he thought? Is it to be empty of desire? Is it to find everything I've lost or I've been in search of, or is it to return to the things to which there is no more returning?
Me gone. it.
Tell me why you do that, when you do that, you're just my cup of tea.
Darling.
you know I'm calling, I want you. Shook, said I like the way, said I like the way, yeah. Sail your ship now, let me be your cargo. I won't weigh you down, no honey, I won't weigh you down.
From his album Coming Home, that was Leon Bridges with Smooth Sailin'. Before that, you heard Grace Bowers and the Hodgepodge with Tell Me Why You Do That. Grace Bowers, just 18 years old, took home the Next Gen Award at Variety's Hitmakers event late last year. She is one you should be keeping an eye out for. Coming up, an artist who was 18 when she won her first Grammy and also just performed at the Grammy Awards over the weekend. That is next on World Cafe. It is World Cafe. Raina Duris with you. Your next artist was one of the performers at the Grammys the other night. She was tied with Post Malone, Kendrick Lamar, and Charlie XCX for 7 nominations this year and already has a whole bunch of trophies at home. From her latest album, Hit Me Hard and Soft, it's Billie Eilish, Birds of a Feather. Cause it was always you, oh, yeah.
calls and she says, this is it, that's the end of the joke. Loses herself in her dreaming and sleep, and her lovers walk through in their clothes. Pretty in pink, isn't she? Pretty in pink, isn't she? All of her lovers all talk of her notes and the flowers that they never send. Wasn't she
Funding for KSDP is made possible in part by the King Cove Corporation, operating the Fleets, Inn Hotel, the Heart Lakes Apartments, and the Last Hook Off Tavern. The King Cove Corporation is a proud sponsor of KSDP.